Hey there, trusty listeners. I've just been here playing tunes for the last 40-something minutes, but the 4 o'clock people are here, so enjoy their tunes too.
One good way to know if all this is worth it. This is the Rhythm Method, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford in Tufts Free Form Radio.
We are back for season two.
No, this isn't season two. This is like season four.
Year two. Season four.
That's right. That's right. It's our pilot episode.
We're feeling kind of synthy. Sounds we got a little synth going.
Yeah. I can tell you what we've played so far. To the best of my ability. We rushed in here, you know, and we weren't really sure what to do. But we found our footing. We played Papa Power. It's by Dead Man's Bones. That's the Halloween-themed one-album-only band of actor Ryan Gosling.
Is that the Silver Lake, gospel?
Children's Choir.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember you talking about it once.
Yeah. I played that because... Yeah,
she says,
I'm feeling a little spooky on this October afternoon. It's grizzly outside, rather, which is gray and drizzly. And so I decided to get spooky.
Pre-dusk. Post-afternoon.
My favorite time. Jules, what'd you play?
I played Jesse Lanza with Kathy Lee. And
those are names.
Jesse Lanza is the artist. Kathy Lee is the song off of Pull My Hair Back.
Mm.
Another really good song off of that album. What is it? What is that song called? Giddy? Oh, Giddy. Giddy. That's a great
Giddy.
Song.
Giddy on up.
Listen to that one.
Then I played Thursday Girl by Mitski. Mitski's album came out while I was in Iceland, and I didn't have any internet, and I was looking at these beautiful vistas, beautiful water fountains. Waterfalls. And, you know, all I could think about was, my God, I want to listen to Mitski. But I did eventually listen to the album. It's really fantastic. It's called Puberty 2, and that song, Thursday Girl, I think is particularly lovely. You could play it at my funeral. I'd be all right with that.
Line it up. Get it rolling.
That's right.
All right. I think for now, we're just going to keep playing music. Sit back. Relax.
Enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show.
Thank you. tells me I'm a mess. I couldn't get the car to start. I left my keys somewhere in the mess. It comes and goes in plateaus. 1 month later, I'm a fucking pro. My parents would be proud. On the floor, forget what happened in the morning. There are notes in your handwriting, but you can't make it up. We are not a proud race. It's not a race at all. We're just trying. I'm only trying to get home. Drunk drivers, drunk drivers. This is not a good thing. I don't mean to rationalize or try and explain it away. It's not okay. Drunk drivers, drunk drivers. It's too late to so easily stripped away. But if we learn how to live like this, maybe we can learn how to start again. Like a child who's never done wrong, who hasn't taken that first step. We are not a proud race. It's not a race at all. We're just trying. I'm only trying to get home. Drunk drivers, drunk drivers. Put it out of your mind. Perish the thought. There's no comfort in responsibility. Drunk drivers, drunk drivers.
love to complain, and there's no time. And so we're planning and planning, but only to live in the meantime. We're climbing the ladder to be stuck whatever was so fine. We're so fine. So fine, we're so fine. So fine, we're so fine. Keep on, keep running.
either fire.
Don't you know your mama wants you home? When this life can't get much drier, where's the babe that you admire? Don't you know she's waiting there alone?
Never mad at that.
that. Never mad at that.
Hello, welcome back. I realize that we should introduce ourselves. You know, we are, of course, the Rhythm Method, but sure. Perhaps for new listeners tuning in.
Do you want to give your full name, social security number, your first mm-hmm. childhood stuffed animal that meant a lot to you.
Okay.
And I don't know, favorite time of day?
All right, I can do this. My name is Elizabeth Bear Brook. I'm the permanent guest on my own show because I don't do paperwork properly. My social security number, I think it ends in 7 and a 4 and maybe something else. Not
hacked.
Sure. Please don't hack me. I don't have very much money. And I probably won't get social security anyways because of my youth. So, childhood stuffed animal. I had a husky named Mickey. And I loved it so much. I loved its tail off.
Oh.
And favorite time of day? That would be dusk.
Mm.
All right. Now for the actual host of the show, which is, of course, co-hosted, but
co-hosted show.
I am a guest. So the actual host of our show, please introduce yourself.
Legal host. I'm the legal host.
She's the legal host. That's correct.
My name is Julia Sophia Papa George. I can't remember the questions that I posed.
Social security, time of day, and stuffed animal.
Don't know my social security number. Favorite time of day is dusk, like 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's also beer time, so.
Mm-hmm. It is beer time.
The hour approacheth.
Stuffed animal. I was pretty egalitarian about how I gave love to different... to my animals, because I could never choose one for a sleepover. It was always just like, all right, good night, everybody. I'll be back in the morning. But I had one polar bear that I was partial to. Barry, of course.
Barry. Barry. Yeah. Kids, they're not great at naming things, you know? My brother once named...
Go on.
My brother once named a stuffed animal Duty, and we all sort of thought, oh, that's kind of crude. Young man, why did you do that? And he kept saying, no, you don't understand, duty. And we were saying, yeah, that's crude. And he said, no, like, do your duty. Like, you do your duty to the state. You do your duty to your country. And we realized he had named a stuffed animal D-U-T-Y, duty.
Oh, young diplomat.
The young diplomat. Indeed. I would also like to note that I wasn't really a stuffed animal person as much as a doll person. And I had many, many baby dolls, and I would put them to sleep to a very particular song.
And just, if you could just bless us a little bit with some of those sonic
I would,
memories.
Let's just say it was a lullaby version of Dedicated to the One I Love, which is already practically a lullaby, so the lullaby version was... even stranger, but
little you was so cute
and troubly. Actually, I meant to ask you, Jules, on air.
Yeah,
what was the best prank you pulled as a youngster? I know you have a reputation for pranks.
I was a mischievous child. Best prank, or just like, see, I didn't like the idea of like making somebody else feel bad.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's your top
mischief
that you ever did?
Oh man. Mm-hmm. We had like a Barbie car,
mm-hmm.
and there
like
was
the kind that really drove. You could
the kind that really drove
your small kid body in
my
there and drive around.
My sister would sit in it,
man,
and I would sit in it.
That's luxury.
And we would. I remember one day, I was driving in the street, and she was like we were co-pilots, but she would like check behind us to see if anyone was approaching, and then suddenly Mrs. Ricard shows up, and Mrs. Ricard is in like an SUV. Or something bulletproof. Something scary.
Dangerous.
Probably like a Camry or like a something small. But at the time, nothing could compare to her wrath in that moment with her shaking fist.
Mm-hmm.
She was probably playing like David Gray in the car or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she told on me.
Oh,
and
she
I
told
couldn't,
on
yeah.
you.
I mean, I lost my driving privileges.
Dang.
I mean, my mom has all these stories where I would come from somewhere that she didn't know where I was, and I'd just be sweaty, and she'd be like, hey, what's up? And then I'd just be like, what is up? What is up right now? And like trying to evade any sort of situation.
Like, I need some paper towels. No reason.
Yeah.
No reason.
None of that. Nothing like that. Mm-mm. Yeah, definitely had my share of mischief. Mm-hmm. Were you a mischievous child?
No, I was an oldest child, and I was not mischievous. I was in fact very responsible and very worried about things. I was a worried child, is how I would describe myself.
Do you believe in birth order? Like,
do I believe it exists? Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I would call myself a for real oldest child.
Yeah.
I think we should let our fellow countrymen know what we played.
Yeah.
Here's are we going from bottom up or top down?
They're both good in terms of processing. We could do bottom up.
Okay.
I think we left off at Miski, right? Or did we go Carsey? Which one? I don't remember.
I think we left off at Miski.
Okay.
So, did you play something?
Oh, yeah. I played Subways by the Avalanches.
I like that.
Sounds kind of underwatery. Like underwater. Techy.
Mm-hmm. Like you dropped a boom box into the ocean. Then I played Car Seat Headrest, Drunk Driver's Killer Whales, off their new album. Super good. Super cool. If you feel like you want to get some of your anger out in your room because you're feeling angsty, play that song. What'd you play next?
I played Keep on Running by Gabriel Garzon Montano.
Sounds like, actually, I was going to make it.
Go for it.
A somewhat obscure joke.
I'm going to say it. It's too late.
I was going to say, sounds like they're distant. Oh, fuck, never mind. All right. Then what did I play?
Crispy.
Oh, then I got, I tried to play a Plum song, but Spotify wouldn't let me, so I had to click on the next thing I could find, which was a song called Steamboat Ashtray by Crispy Kareem. I don't know anything about this band or this song. It was a random pick.
It was good, I think.
Yeah, it had some, it sort of sounded like a commercial jingle, to be honest, but we
roll. We continue. Roll.
Yeah.
After that was Toro y Moi with Pitch Black featuring Rome Fortune.
Mm-hmm. And good. Then I did play my Plum song, if I am correct, called Julia Gloria. Very pretty. Sort of like Julia Sophia.
Well, Gloria is Maya's name. So I feel a particular affinity to that song.
Nice. Well, you should. So that's that. Oh, we should do a PSI.
Oh, okay.
I'll narrate. Jules is wearing a sweater that I can only describe as like a sort of athletic gnome. Like she looks like a gnome that could play tennis. It's white and it's large and unusual. It's great. She's rifling through this big binder of PSAs. She's found one. She nods her head. She rips it out. She's going to bring it to us.
Give the people
what they
power,
want.
The power, the knowledge in their hands. Here we go. The Museum of Science presents National Parks Adventure. Take the ultimate cinematic off-trail trip into the nation's awe-inspiring great outdoors and untamed wilderness with the IMAX film National Parks Adventure at the Museum of Science. Spectacularly wild and beautiful places like Yosemite, Yellowstone, the Everglades, the Redwoods, Arches, and the Canyon, maybe Arches? I don't know.
No,
the
Arches.
Canyonland, all right, okay, are illuminated as never before with immersive giant screen cinematography, revealing a tapestry of natural wonders that will inspire the adventurer in us all.
As you sit there, someone will come by in your ear and go, so you can feel that the wind is upon you. For tickets and more information about the National Parks Adventure IMAX film and other programs and exhibits, visit the Museum of Science website at mos.org. That's mos.org, or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, Julia Gloria.
All right.
You want to play a tune and take us home?
We're off. Up next, we're going to play some Beach House. We're going to play something off of Depression Cherry. So enjoy.
Farewell.
technical difficulties, having technical difficulties, playing music, playing songs. Technical.
It won't work.
All right, hold on.
The people in the street had overtaken you. By the time you rounded Second Avenue, so I walked away, all perfumed, felt just the same, but
popping in to say our farewells, and you know, I hope you enjoyed that bit of rough dead air in which my Spotify stopped working and we scrambled to play a song.
The show goes on. I don't know if it's still playing right now, but it very well could be. This is St. Vincent. Mm-hmm. Just the same but brand new.
Yeah, very pretty song. Very pretty song indeed.
Well, listen to us next week perhaps. Mm-hmm. If you're feeling it.
We'll be back with good tunes. And we'll be back with strong emotions.
That's all you need to know.
Goodbye
for now.
Thanks for listening. Catch us next week.